For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now, you just hold on a second. What are you saying now? We're not riding with Biden?
Yeah.
Riding with Biden. You know who was... He kept saying it.
Clyburn did.
Jim Clyburn.
Yeah.
And I mean, and I liked it. I liked the way he said it.
Yeah.
He seemed genuine. They asked him all kinds of questions. I'm riding with Biden. Oh, that is perfect.
Did he abandon Brandon?
He did indeed. Yeah. Left him at the curb. Left him cold. Representative Jim Clyburn, the Democrat out of South Carolina, has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris Sunday after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race. So now he's cruising with Kamala. I just thought of that. I couldn't think of anything else.
Not much rhymes with Kamala.
Cruising with Kamala.
There you go.
Yeah, Jim Clyburn. He left old Joe Biden.
To the curb.
All right, we'll get back to that. We've got other... big stories we want to get to as well. And a special guest, State Senator Blaze Ingolia at District 11. And we're checking in with him. And good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I just want to say, if it's cruising with Kamala, I think that's more like the Titanic.
Ooh, I like that.
I could see where that would go. And speaking of which, look, all the things that have occurred with Biden stepping aside, Kamala stepping up, I want to get your input, your take on that. I also want to know, does that affect things directly in what's done in Tallahassee or what you do as a lawmaker? I mean, what are the implications there, or does it really matter who's at the federal level because you've got things to do in Tallahassee?
Well, I mean, as a lawmaker in Tallahassee, we're always playing defense against the federal government and this leftist agenda that Biden has pushed with the aid of Kamala. If Kamala Harris gains the presidency, we are going to continue to have to play defense against their overregulation and their leftist agenda. So it does change it to a certain degree. But, you know, we've been playing defense against the Biden administration and notching up a bunch of W's in court. So I think, you know, the state of Florida is going to be fine. We've shown that we can separate ourselves from the insanity that is Washington, D.C. and govern here effectively.
Yeah. Now you're on the Banking and Insurance Committee, and I'm going to have to torture you about this every time. And that is, you know, the homeowners insurance, extremely high for Floridians, as you know, do you think we're going to make some headway in Tallahassee? Is there something going to be done soon where people are going to find that, you know, the homeowners insurance, you know, goes down a little?
Yeah, actually, so it has gone down a little. I think the latest rate filings show that there have been on an average a 6% reduction. But what I caution everyone is that there's a couple of things that everybody should know. Number one is that, yeah, we're here in Florida and we see our insurance rates because we get our insurance premium every year. But if you look across the United States, it's not just a Florida issue. It is a United States issue and a global issue. Insurance rates have exploded all over the globe. In fact, I want to say that the increases in insurance rates in the state of Florida are nowhere near as much as what you've seen in Louisiana or California. Now, that's not an excuse. It's actually, we're trying to do everything that we possibly can. We passed serious tort reform, which is helping that out. But it is a much bigger issue than the state of Florida. And part of that is the reinsurance market. The insurers that insure your home actually get insurance themselves. And that has been very, very sky high. But another thing I want everyone to understand is that because Florida is such a destination where people are moving here in droves, we're now over 22 million people, home prices have gone up steadily over the past couple of years. And when your home prices go up, your replacement value goes up. So if you had a home that was worth, let's say 5 years ago, $200,000, and your premium was $2,500. Now your home may be worth $400,000, and now your premium may be $4,500. So a lot of that is made up by replacement costs. A lot of it also is made up by waste, fraud, and abuse in the system, and that's what we're trying to handle in Tallahassee. I just maintain that everyone to remain patient, where we're doing everything that we can, and every session that comes up is another opportunity to deliver some results in the form of lower premiums for everyone.
People realize with inflation, like you said, the cost of replacement, all that is going to go up naturally to some extent. A lot of fraud, unfortunately, Florida's been known for that. A lot of fraud taking place there. But I think for a lot of us that live, you know, in the middle of the state, I mean, I'm almost perfectly 60-something miles from either coast, and, you know, my insurance keeps going up, and I'm like, now, wait a second, I understand the risk, hurricanes, rebuilding, and all that, but I'm in the middle of the state. I mean, you know, I'm pretty safe here.
Yeah, that's a good point, and let me address that point. The feds have redrawn their FEMA maps, their flooding maps. There are a lot of places in the state where you would never think is in the flood zone. All of a sudden, with the new federal rules, they're in flood zones. So to your point, not everyone gets off the hook here in the state of Florida. One of the things that we have to understand is that every time we see a storm come towards Florida, it normally crosses the peninsula. We've seen it a lot of time. It'll come on shore as a Category 3, Category 4. It will go across Florida and it will reemerge on the other side, whether it be the Gulf of the Atlantic, and then reform into a 1 or a 2 and then hit again. So everything in the path of that hurricane obviously is at risk. And the new FEMA flood maps that are coming out from the federal government don't help.
Yeah, and I remember they did something similar a few years back, and I had to get my property looked at back then. And I said, you know, how come FEMA doesn't, you know, have this information, because I'm not in a flood zone? They said, oh, yeah, they're using your information to update the FEMA maps. And I said, are they going to reimburse my cost? No. So I thought that, yeah, I felt good about that. And then let me ask you this. Illegals. We've got these folks flooding across the borders, you know, and the governor has taken a pretty hard line, but he can't like stop at the Florida border and physically stop buses and other people that are coming in. How are we, do you think we're dealing with this influx effectively and the concern about taking jobs away from other blue collar or lower on that socioeconomic ladder, taking their jobs away? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say this as somebody who carries and writes all of the anti-illegal immigration bills in the state of Florida that Governor DeSantis has signed. There is more that we can do. One of the things that the governor and I have spoken about is crafting a bill to become law in the state of Florida that mimics what Texas is trying to do. Texas has made the argument, the legal argument, and it will wind up at the Supreme Court, that because the federal government has shirked its responsibilities in enforcing immigration, that the states now have no choice but to enforce immigration law. And it was upheld by the appellate court, and it's going to eventually wind up in the Supreme Court. I think Florida needs that law also, which would allow states, specifically the state of Florida, to detain people in the state of Florida and deport them because they are illegal. But one thing that could be done on the federal level, and I have not spoken to the Trump campaign about this, but I will, is it's very easy to stop this at the federal level. Trump has already done a very good job in his previous presidency stopping the flow of illegal immigrants coming across the southern border. But if President Trump would deputize state agencies, and allow them to enforce federal law, then every state can then deport. And I think that's the type of aggressive law we need in order to do this. That, and what we can do is have the federal government classify the drug cartels as terrorist organizations so we can seize their assets and dry up their operations, because we know almost every illegal that is coming across is paying the drug cartels $10,000 to $15,000 per person. Did you know that the drug cartels are making more money off of human trafficking and human smuggling today than they are off of drugs? That is 100% true. We need to stop the money coming stop the money flow, and I think it'll help big time.
Well, yeah, and I thought that, you know, the Democrats used to be the champion of human rights and all that, but yet this human trafficking going on, it is awful. It's putting kids in, you know, sex rings and all kinds of stuff. And then the fentanyl, the folks that are dying from fentanyl, I mean, where would you stand by and allow 100,000 people a year to die from a fentanyl overdose when you know by toughening up at the border, you could stop a lot of that? I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, actually, let's take this a little bit further. I'm going to be very, very critical and very, very harsh of the Democrat Party and their policies right now. We know, because it's just history, that the Democrat Party was the party of slavery. They, you know, those are the ones that put up the Jim Crow laws. The Democrat Party actually adopted pro-slavery tenets into their official party platform, and they were against the freeing of slaves. But then you fast forward to today, the definition of human trafficking is modern-day slavery. They are still effectuating slavery, even till today. The Democrat Party is not for working people. They're for a bunch of leftist white elites that look down upon everyone else. And when you put those two together, you can realize that, A, they have no common sense, they have no rule of law, and they don't care. They truly do not care about people. They say they do. They put up this big facade over years saying that, oh, they care about the downtrodden. And look at what's been happening in black communities ever since the Civil Rights Acts of 64 and 65. You know, we're now 55, 56, 57 years away from that. Black voters have been nothing but promised the world, and they're going to change their communities for half a century, and it's never happened. If they truly cared, they would actually make a difference. They don't want to make a difference. They want voters to retain their power in office.
Yeah, and the destruction of the the family as we know it doesn't bode well for anybody of any income level, but especially the lower socioeconomics. Those people suffer the most, and their kids, their offspring, have, you know, the least chance of succeeding. Right.
That's right.
Always a pleasure. State Senator Blaze Ingolia, District 11. Thanks for coming on with us. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Take care.
All righty.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them? Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.